The number one rule when you get to trial, and this is all going to be about trial, it's not going to really help you much for settlement purposes, you have to go try the case to get some real value out of these type cases. You always have to be the first to address this with the jury. Never ever gloss over it and let them be the first ones to bring it up, because then it looks like you're hiding something. And credibility is what it's about. So when you've got a case and there's not a lot of property damage, first you fight with the defense counsel in pretrial, trying to keep those pictures out. But we had a section on this yesterday talking about low property damage cases and pictures in or out. In my experience, even when the judge keeps the pictures out of evidence, it's still something you have to address in voir dire, and this is why. It does not keep the defense from saying, I just took my foot off the brake and I barely rolled into him. I didn't even feel anything. They can still say that. So if you've not voir dired the jury on cases where there's not a crushed car or a whole lot of visible property damage, you're still vulnerable to that. The jury's caught off guard by those statements. Also, a lot of times the judge will say, well, I'm going to keep him out for now because I don't see the relevance. But there may be ways that they get him into evidence later, and you have to have talked to the jury about that. Now, yesterday it was brought up, the egg carton thing. I don't know if everyone's heard that. I heard that early in my career. You talk about the egg carton. You know who, when you go to buy eggs, the carton looks fine, but we always open it and we look inside because we know that just because the carton's okay doesn't mean there's not some broken eggs in there. I've used that for 10 years, and it's worked great. So, I mean, I have all the jurors, they're nodding. Yeah, they all understand that analogy. It's a really simple one. Another thing that I've done for a long time is I ask the jury, you know, raise your hand if you've been involved in a wreck or someone close to you, and you felt a significant impact, and you get out and you go to look at the car and see the other person, and you're shocked because your bumper's really not that crushed. There's not a lot of visible property damage. And you'll normally get at least a few jurors that will raise their hand to that, and you say, well, tell me about that, and you go through the room. And like was discussed yesterday, too, just having one juror tell a story from their personal life is very powerful and something that you can keep looping to throughout the trial, because the jury knows they have no interest in this case and no reason to make things up. If you're lucky, a lot of times you'll have a juror that actually had injury in a case where they said, you know, the car wasn't hurt that bad. I thought I was fine. And my neck was really sore later. I ended up having to get treatment. Another thing that I do for the property damage in voir dire now, too, is I'll say, well, you know, Miss Jones, if whenever you leave here today, Mr. Smith hits you and you feel a significant impact and you get out and there's not a lot of damage, but you're hurting, and you end up having to go to the doctor, would it be fair for Mr. Smith to say, well, you couldn't possibly be hurt because I don't see any damage to your car? And also, too, who here has had their car taken in after a wreck and you don't see a lot of damage to the outside, but you find out there's a lot of damage underneath, right? You see a bumper, it's not very smashed, but the frame has actually been bent, or the car stops working, it doesn't work correctly afterwards. So that shouldn't be an issue, really. Do not fear cases where there's not a lot of visible property damage. And if you'll note the phrase that I'm using, and this is something from Keith Mitnick. Who has read Keith Mitnick, Don't Eat the Bruises, or are familiar with him? Okay. He's great. I highly recommend Don't Eat the Bruises by Keith Mitnick. He's got really great ideas for any of y'all that are going to trial. But that's a phrase that he started, or as far as I know, that's where I heard it. So he said, stop saying low impact or minor property damage. Those are defense adjuster words. You need to say not a lot of visible property damage, because we all know there's damage that can't be seen sometimes in those cases. And just because you don't see a lot of visible property damage does not mean that it was not a significant impact. It was in the paper yesterday, and we had the people speaking about these low impact cases, and they said that, you know, it takes 8 to 10 miles per hour for most bumpers to show anything. Okay, but at 8 to 10 miles an hour, that is significant forces on the human head and what it does to the spine. And this kind of segues into pre-existing conditions. So that's another issue that I want to talk about, and it has a lot to do with these cases where there's not a lot of property damage. I love it when my client has pre-existing conditions when it's a case where there's not a lot of visible property damage, because it helps explain why they're hurt so badly when maybe the defendant that hit him said, I barely felt anything. If you've got someone that is over a certain age and their medical records show that they've got a lot of arthritis in their spine, they've got degenerative disc disease, all kinds of age, the spondylosis, the desiccation, the drying out, that is golden when you've got a case where there's not a lot of property damage. Because then you can talk to the jury. In voir dire, again, you say, in Texas, we take our victims as we find them, right? And what that means is our legislature has decided that it's not okay. You don't get a free pass to hit someone on the highway if they're over a certain age or they just had back surgery or they have any other frailty. We make you responsible for the damage you caused to that person, no matter how frail or susceptible to injury they were. And in this particular case, you know, the evidence will show that my client had a weakened neck. He had a lot of aging and arthritis in the neck. Now, it wasn't causing any problems before or very minor, but after this impact, which the 20-year-old defendant saying didn't feel anything from it, well, my client now has had ongoing sleeplessness, treatments, medications that are hard on his kidneys and his liver. You go through that, and it's great. It really helps the jury understand why they're hurt so badly and why they're not bouncing back quicker. Okay, when you have someone that has those forever injuries where they don't bounce back in a few months, the pre-existing conditions are great in explaining that.